What is up, everybody? It's me. It's Lucas, your podcast host. I know you're sad because it's just me again today. We've just been busy, you know, lots of stuff going on. And, Wyatt's back at school. He was supposed to be here today. He's having car troubles. And, you know, that's like, you know, one of the most devastating things is to have car troubles or having AC troubles, which is, what I had last week at my home. Anyways, we're not going to talk about those. It's kind of a lonely week in the studio here because Rob is on vacation and it's his second vacation this year. I've known him for a while and I don't think he's ever taken a vacation, and now he's taken two in the matter of months. And so I'm worried about him. Pray for Rob. He needs it. I'm just kidding. He's living his best life on the beach, South Carolina, I think. And then, of course, you know, Angie's working deals, doing what she does, constantly working, I'm pretty sure. And then there's me, you know, doing the podcast. Yeah, being an audio engineer. Anyways, today, it'll probably be a little short, but today we're going to talk about why you should start a podcast for your business or brand. And it doesn't even matter. Like, it doesn't even matter what it is. You think, like, why would I start a podcast? I own, like, a lawn care company or something. But you'd be surprised how many people are curious, because some people want to do things for their lawns. And if you come out, you know, talking about that as a professional, people are going to listen to you. I'm telling you right now. Because, like, people YouTube that stuff all the time. And if your podcast is on YouTube, then... Okay, anyways. So I'm going to give you the top five reasons to start a podcast for either your personal brand or your company, no matter what you do, okay? Number one is it builds brand authority. So basically, whenever you are putting out content, you're going to come off as the expert on that content. So, like we talk about marketing. Whenever people click onto our podcast and see that we've got 100 episodes... mainly talking about marketing and business, they trust us. Like, you listen to a few episodes and, you know, we're talking about things maybe you've never heard of that you can absorb and that you can implement into your own business. And so we are already creating authority on doing that, just like I am right now. And so if you can talk about, so let's go back to like a lawn care example. So if you can, you know, do mini episodes, 10, 15 minute episodes talking about, hey, you can do this weekly to take care of your lawn, make it look awesome, or if you own like a dentist's office or whatever, just giving people understanding of why you need to go to the dentist or what these procedures are actually for and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it can go forever. And it just positions you into being an authority within your industry. And that can like lead to so many different cool opportunities, because you could be doing this podcast and then you could be invited to like be on like a panel for, you know, dentistry or something, or be invited to ask to be at a conference to speak. And most of those places will pay you. They got money. And so you could create a whole nother revenue stream if you wanted to, but that's, you know, I'm not trying not to get too far ahead. And then second, it deepens the customer engagement. So, you know, by now, if you've been in business for a little bit, you should know that the customer should know, like, and trust you. And if they know, like, and trust you, then they're going to buy from you, most likely, right? And so if you can be, again, talking about your industry, the whatever things pertain to people in your industry on a podcast professionally, like just, you know, spitting facts, even if it seems boring, I'm telling you, people are going to eat it up. If you can do that, people are going to start to like know, like, and trust you, because you're giving them free value. You're giving them value that they didn't have to go buy, or that they didn't have to pay someone to sit down with and get a consultation. It's just, you're just posting it for free. You know what I mean? So it's actually such a good tool for people to almost like take them from a cold lead to a warm lead without you guys actually having a real conversation, because people can just sit there and talk to you. Like, I know there's several podcasts that I know that I listen to, and if I were to ever actually meet these people in person, I think I would be comfortable to talk to them. Because I've listened to them so much, like I have so many things I could talk to them about. And that's what you want. Because if someone is potentially buying from you, then you want them to like trust you before that, right? And of course that can come from customer referrals and whatnot, but you know, what are the chances that maybe a customer that a previous customer doesn't even know this person? You know what I mean? You're always trying to reach more people, which again, brings me to number three, is you need to expand your reach. And so, I mean, podcasts, if you're posting it on, you know, like we post it on Apple Podcasts, we post it on Spotify, we're on here on YouTube. The reach is, I don't know, global, right? I mean, anybody can pretty much watch it for the most part. So if this really helps you if you have some type of business that is online in any way, or that you can do a segmentation of it online in any way, it's actually a huge deal, because now your customer potential is virtually endless, right? And maybe even to the point to where you can't handle it, and then it forces you to scale and build a bigger business, right? Which is something I think we all want, most people want, right? And so, man, like number three, I mean, just expanding your reach is incredible. Like if you're gonna build an audience to sell to, and you're gonna be the expert, and then you're gonna reach more people. Like, I mean, I could stop right there, right? And that should tell you why you should start a podcast. Now, I will tell you right away, don't expect anything to take off or for you to get like a billion views or whatever. Like, you know, that's not the point. The point is to put out consistent free content for people to absorb, to know, like, and trust you, to then feel comfortable doing business with you. It's warming people up to you who have no idea who you are, right? And then so brings me to number four, is strengthening your relationships and networking. So it can actually create really good connections when it comes to like relationships, because you can invite people onto the podcast. You can invite a quote unquote competitor onto your podcast and talk through things. And what that could turn into is, instead of you guys looking at each other as a competition, you guys could start working together in your industry and even helping each other out and growing each other's businesses. Or you could have a guest on that's a big deal in your industry that would add value to people that you're trying to sell to. And if you have a podcast that is getting decent reach and getting views, people are going to want to actually be on your podcast because they know it's going to grow their reach. While if they share it, you know, if they share the podcast they did with you, it's going to grow your reach. And it just goes around and around. So not only will it enhance relationships, it'll get you like in the door with some people who you would be surprised. I've had people reach out to me about this podcast, which is crazy to me, even though I know that that's how it works. Like, I just explained it to you, just about, hey, you know, I saw your podcast, it's really, really good. Listen to it every week or whatever. I'm like, whoa, blows my mind, right? And then last but not least, number five, and you know, maybe I should have started off with this one because it's usually what a business owner wants to hear, but it's very cost effective. You know, you can do a podcast way cheaper than doing like some crazy, you know, campaign where you're doing like 50 videos in like a year and they're super well produced and you got to pay for all these video shoots and all this stuff. And of course I'm not opposed to that, and I think that's necessary. I do think you need quality content on top of your podcast. But your podcast can reach people organically just over time. You just progressively adding value to people for free. People are going to like you and people are going to know you and trust you. Again, I will repeat that all day because it's so pivotal when it comes to business and to gaining customers and growing, people have to trust you, because if they don't trust you, then they're not going to do business with you. Like that's a bottom line. And you can't route your way around that. You can't do anything. Like, people don't trust you, it's just not going to happen for you. And so, yeah, this is very cost effective, because you can set it up like this, where it's just a single camera, you're talking to the camera, or you can set it up to where, you know, how we do it with two people, three people, four people. And even if you are hiring an agency like Growing Media Marketing here, it's still very cost effective compared to a lot of other things that you could be doing for your marketing, you know, spending thousands and thousands of dollars each month, which we do encourage and we do take care of all of that. But if you don't have that kind of budget, I would say just come in and start a podcast and start posting every week or every other week or once a month, just to give people a place to go to get to know you a little bit before they want to do business with you. And what's great about that is you can film a few videos, right? And by a few, I mean, like, you should continuously make them. Cause you know, if you've been in business for a little bit, consistency is key. And so if you're not being consistent, you're playing a losing game, right? So you want to keep posting, but say if you posted a video every other week, a podcast type like video where you're informing people, giving them free information, helping them in any sort of way within your industry. If you posted, you know, 26 videos a year, you're going to add so much value to some people, and people are going to have a place to go to actually view what you're about, who you are, and how you can help them. And so that actually cuts down on you re-explaining that to like every person you meet, you know, or trying to convince people. It's like, no, you can just post stuff online and you can even try to direct people to those videos. So again, you're not doing all this cold calling or this reach where you're DMing people. And, because that can be exhausting. And again, if you like doing that, keep doing it. Like there's no wrong way, you know, to reach people, right? Like you can do it all. But this is a very cool way, and it's a little bit less effort. So you can focus more on the important things of your business, you know, especially if you're like an operations type person. This can grow your business so organically that you almost kind of forget about it. And plus, it almost challenges you. It challenges you to be more of an expert at your industry, to be better, to, you know, to be on top of what's trending in your industry. Like if something new comes out or a new way of doing things, like you should be out there talking about it and having those conversations and being like, you know, this is what I'm doing, you know? And this is why you should listen to me. And anyways, you get it. I don't need to keep explaining it to you. So start a podcast today. And if you need help, reach out to us, growingmediamarketing.com. We would absolutely love to help you. And if you guys like this podcast, please like and subscribe, you know, click follow, all those things. We just appreciate you guys so much for watching and absorbing the content. And if there's any other topics similar to this or marketing or business that you want us to talk about, just comment down below if you're on YouTube. If you're not on YouTube, then go to growingmediamarketing.com and just send us an email. And then we will incorporate into that into the podcast. And then of course, we're always welcoming guests onto our podcast. If you're a business owner, or if you are if you're in the marketing industry somewhere, like we would love to have you on. We just love to talk about it. We love to grow. We want to become better ourselves. So we're always open to listening to people who are doing what we're doing, or, you know, being in business and being like, hey, I have this different perspective than you. Like we love that. We want to hear it. Okay, cool. See you guys.